Let's do the birthday scam.
Greg recently, he's in a dispute with his neighbor because he's loud, supposedly. And the neighbors call the cops a few times on him.
He's been arrested. And they've got a long-standing feud, and he knows them, so I'm going to call and just pretend to be representing them.
All right. Call up Greg. He's the loud neighbor.
And just, you know, of course, argue about all those disputes.
Hello?
Hello, Greg?
Yeah.
My name is Skip Weller, and I represent your neighbors, who I know you're having a bit of a dispute with right now.
Yeah?
There seems to be a problem about the noise level and some of those kinds of things.
I don't know. The guy's just weird.
Well, I was just hoping if I could get just call and maybe ask you to hold it down a little bit, maybe.
Tried that. Don't do no good.
Well, we wouldn't have a problem if the music wasn't up really loud or the TV. We all want to be neighborly, right, and get along.
Well, then I suggest he move out.
Well, that's not very neighborly. I mean, how hard is it just to turn down the music a little bit? That's not asking too much, no, is it?
Well, it's not just the music. I mean, you stand in the front yard and you're just talking to somebody,
And
that's too noisy for him.
Well, what about the dogs? If he can't get any sleep at night because of barking dogs.
They only bark during the day. Like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's calling because my dogs are inside my house barking.
Well, they must be pretty loud then, because he likes to get a nap at 2 in the afternoon, and you can't nap when your dogs are barking.
Well, then, you know, he has to go somewhere else to take a nap.
Look, you know, you don't have to be a hard ass about this.
Heck, man, I mean, I dealt with this guy for, I've been in and out of jail because he keeps calling the cops and everything.
Why would the cops...
Just to the point where I'm fixing to file harassment on him myself.
Why would the cops put you in jail unless they had a good reason to?
Well, I mean, you know.
You're too noisy. That's what's going on there.
Well, I haven't received a ticket for being noisy yet.
Well, you'd leave me a little alternative, but to follow through and see if I can eliminate some of this noise.
You can eliminate it pretty easy. That's just remove him from the neighborhood, and that eliminates all the problems.
Or remove your dogs.
No.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you like this. Well, you try to remove the dogs.
I got a friend who works for the city. He can come by there and have those dogs gone before you get home from work.
Heck.
I'll come with him, and we'll get the dogs together.
Yeah, well, that's all right, because I got another dog named Smith & Wesson, too, you know?
So. Well, now you're threatening me, huh?
Huh?
Now you're threatening me.
No,
huh?
I just...
Pussy.
Huh? Well, we'll see.
You heard me.
I'll be home by about 4 or 4:30.
I think I'm going to come by, and I'm going to wear my special-made Tony Lama boots and take an 11.5 Tony Lama and put up your butt. What do you think of that?
Oh, so now I'm talking to a redneck, huh?
Now you're kind of a tough hombre, so I'm going to bring two guys.
You better bring about 50 guys.
All I need is two, and their names are Dean and Raj.
I just don't know what to say.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I was just listening to them.
Well, you're listening to them right now.
Yeah, we're...
Here we are.
Your fiance wanted us to call and wish you a happy birthday.
I just know me and her are going to have a good talking when I get home.
Happy birthday.
All right, take it easy.